You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavage, only on LA Talk Radio.
Your host, and now your host, the divine Jessica R. Bunavage.
Oh, I like that. Divine.
Hi, Jess.
Great. Hi, how are you?
Been very well.
Why are you so serious?
Because it's a serious day. No, you know, because Jess, it's so cold here. And when I'm cold, I'm like this. Look, I'm like, it's like 38 degrees here in New York.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm good. Right. And, you know, I was just on the phone. You know how it is. I'm like doing a million things, and we're focusing on creating this really good space today with Adora. Yeah. She's joining us. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, like old school remedies.
Yes, yes. I was just talking to her about it, like how, remember I shared it to you, like how, you know, when we're sick before, we don't really take any of those medication. We just, you know, apply those Vicks vapor up and you feel like, oh, okay, I'm good. Like, you know, it's like, it's the same thing. So we're going back to the whole plant. Like these are the plants that we see everywhere. Like this is, they have use for our body, for our mood.
Everything has purpose.
Everything.
You know, everything has purpose and everything is connected. You know, being living here now on the farm, I'm up here still on the farm. And, you know, it's really understanding that really everything is connected, no matter what the animal, no matter what the plant. What's interesting is, though, there are some plants that are invasive that don't, you know, belong in this environment. And what happens, even in nature, is that a plant is supposed to be here, do other plants, and it will suffocate and kill them, right? Ooh. So, and I think that's what nature is too. So we have to be careful with what plants we use, because not every plant is meant for us, you know? Yes. But when we have someone who knows exactly what they're talking about, who has experience in plant medicine, who has experience in all kind of elixirs and all kind of essence and all kind of, you know, what nature is providing us for the benefits of, then we there's harmony. So when you have harmony in the connection to nature, we feel better. You know, there's a scientific proof that if you go outside and you garden in the dirt and you get the essence and the scent of the earth and the dirt, that it automatically reduces stress. And that's just from dirt. You know, so there's a beauty to nature. And I'm glad that we're discussing it today, because, you know, we discuss everything here on The Polished Woman. And I encourage you all to follow Jessica on Instagram at The Polished Woman, on Twitter. Follow her there. Go listen to all the shows. We talk about a diverse and a variety of conversations here. And some of them, you know, with Jess, I push her to do conversations that sometimes maybe she's not comfortable with her faith or with, you know, what she believes in. But what I believe is that no experience is wasted. Every conversation is valid. And the one common thread we all have is, do you hear me? Do you see me? And do I matter? And when we validate everyone in what their truth is, that's when there's harmony, I think, amongst all of us. And that's just like trees. Trees grow up next to each other in flowers, and no one judges each other. You know, there's a beautiful way they flow together.
Right? So Can we just be like that?
Yes. Speaking of the flow, how have you been? Tell us everything. What are you up to?
But speaking of actually essential oils, I was just with Eva and Christina.
I know.
Our good friends. We actually miss you. We really miss you.
And I miss you.
I know. I was with them. We're actually going to have lunch again. And you have to be on the phone with us while having lunch. And she actually told me, well, you know, they actually told me that, of course, you know, we all know that Kaya's father passed away. And she was actually very scared that, you know, she might go through stuff and stuff. Because I told her that, oh my God, when my dad passed away, she didn't even realize that. I was like, remember when we had dinner? I almost like, you know, it was all darkness and stuff. And so she was just, you know, sharing with us that they actually take this. It's a plant-based thing that you just put under the tongue that's actually really help elevate your mood.
Yeah.
Like if you're
I have them too. I have energy clearers. I have elixirs. Yeah. I go to a place in Colorado, Rebecca's Apothecary. Mm. She's amazing. We go there and there you can create, you know, she gives you a list. How do you feel? What are you going through? And then there's always nature provides a remedy. You know, it's just that is the reality of what nature does. But we so often never tap into it or acknowledge it, you know. And I'm not saying don't call your doctor and don't go, you know, that's the disclaimer. but you know, if you're not feeling well and you really feel like you need to seek medical attention, seek medical attention. But know that there are alternatives and that there's a variety of alternatives.
Yes.
And really,
it's good to just try everything.
And it's good to educate yourself on them. And it's good to understand them. And it's good to that, you know, when we know better, we do better. So when we know what the plants are providing, we do better. And so today, Adora is going to really be, I love this show. I think it's going to be an amazing opportunity. Yeah. And we have a 30-day challenge. So I'm not going to talk anymore. You and I can stay on here for, you know, for the full show and have a good time and tease-miss all day long. There is so much that we have to catch up on.
Tease-miss all day long. Wait, by the way, my feminine wash is going to come out next year in January. I named it under a Filipino. We did a whole focus group. I named it under a Filipino word. So discuss that next time.
Good. Well, I think we should do a show too called Tismis All Day Long. And for those of you who speak Tagalog, you know what we're talking about. Okay, Jess, I really look forward to today's show. Sam, before we bring on Adora, Jess, introduce her to the audience and really have a great show today because I'm going to sit here. You know, it's a life class. I always have my notebook ready, right? So I'm going to be taking notes and I look forward to this today. So Jess, on that note, I love you. Take it away and have a great The Polished Woman here on LA Talk Radio and all podcasting platforms.
Thank you, Max. I love Max. Thank you so much. You know, our quote for today is from Tyra Banks. You have what it takes to be victorious, independent, and a fearless woman. So that's amazing from Tyra Banks. Hello, Tyra Banks. Well, what would you do if I told you that in 30 days you could have a different life than... Okay, Max, I just lost Max. Okay, a different life than the one that you have now. A life that was in some ways better. This may seem so good to be true, but it doesn't have to be. If you're a regular listener of our show, The Polished Woman, you know that in the past we have discussed the power of intentions and using them to help reach your goal. This isn't a replacement for you actually doing the work, but it is a good way to help you focus your thoughts as well as serving as a clear reminder of what it is that you're working for and towards. So today I am joined by the amazing Adora Winquist. I hope Adora Winquist, the co-author of the book Detox, Nourish, Activate, Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood and Love, founder of the Soul Institute for Quantum Living. And this year she launched the Elixirs for Quantum Living, the first line of nanoparticle essential oil blends. Today she's here with us to discuss I Am Mirror Reflection Challenge and how it can help you transform your life. Hello, Adora.
Hello, Jessica. Such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you so much for joining us. I love this whole I Am Mirror Reflection Challenge and, you know, how it can really help transform the life of all of us. This is amazing. I want you to talk about this challenge, but first I want you to, somehow for other listeners, because we have other listeners that are from the third world country as well. What is affirmation? What does it mean exactly?
Excellent.
And quantum as well. Quantum.
That's a big one too. Yeah. Well, let's start with affirmation.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because affirmations are a way that we can use the power of the spoken word, right? We all know how powerful our words are, how powerful language is. You know, they've actually done studies to determine that our DNA, our blueprint for living, is altered, is shifted through language, right? And so ultimately, when we think about language and we think about affirmations, we first think about intention, right? And where our attention or intention goes, our energy flows. Mm-hmm. So think about every day you wake up and you have the ability to essentially craft how your day, to sculpt, right? Mm-hmm. How your day is going to be created. And so when we work with affirmations, we're able to harness the power of the present moment, right? Which on its own is incredibly potent alchemy, right? Because the present moment is where we can center ourselves. The past doesn't exist, right? So there's no energy to pull us back into the past in a depressive nature. The future doesn't exist. So there's nothing to be anxious about.
We just only have
the present moment. And in the present moment, we can have an intention. Even it's as simple as, I want to experience a better life, a happier life, a healthier life, more love in my relationships, more passion and purpose in my career.
Yeah. Right?
And then we can work with a specific affirmation to help not only focus our mind on it, because think about how powerful our mind is, right?
Yeah.
And when we focus our mind on something, we know that we have the ability to create things, whether they're positive or not so positive in terms of this is a way that we can focus our mind with affirmations, and we can build momentum through our neural pathways in our brain. So that's powerful, right? We can also harness our vital life force, our energy, to be able to shift our emotion to the outcome of what we would like to achieve. So if we have an affirmation to, one of my favorites, I give myself permission to be healthy and whole in my body, in my mind, in my emotions, and in my spirit. Well, we're directing energy, we're directing our focus, we're directing our mind, we're directing our cellular consciousness to create the conditions in our life for this to unfold.
Okay.
So it's a powerful, it's an empowering tool or technique to work with.
But sometimes, Adora, you know, I went through the whole darkness and anxiety and all those things. And when you are in that situation of having anxiety and being in that whole darkness, or being trapped in that, you know, that darkness and trauma, your mind cannot think of anything else because it's trapped. How can you shift that whole trapment to to like being these affirmations that you are talking about?
Absolutely. Great question. Okay. Yeah. So this is where the plant medicine comes in a very profound way. Now, we spoke a little bit the other day about essential oils, right? Essential oils are the most potent form of plant medicine.
Okay.
They're biochemically active. They also contain the quintessence, or the essence and life force of the plant.
Okay.
And because of this, and I'm going to just do an example right here. This is one of the elixirs for quantum living that you mentioned.
Yes.
It's the mood elixir with uplifting oils like wild orange and blood orange and geranium. So just follow me for a moment. When you inhale an essential oil or an essential oil synergy, the aromatic molecules travel from the nose to the brain, and specifically to the limbic center of the brain and the amygdala that regulates so much of our physiology, but specifically mood, memory, and emotion.
Okay.
So when we inhale an essential oil, not only we can lift and shift our mood in the moment, but when we have that trigger point of feeling overwhelmed or feeling anxious or depressive, or scattered or disconnected, or as you mentioned, like when we're re-experiencing some traumatic event, we need something to lift us out so we can see that there's another choice, that we can work with an affirmation, right?
Yes.
And this is where essential oils are incredibly powerful, because they can shift us at the molecular level, at the cellular level, and at the level of our brain to kind of expand our awareness and shift our feeling response to something that is more positive, to something that is more harmonious, and something that elicits a greater sense of well-being within us, right? And if we think about our responses to stress, and certainly over the past year and a half, the acute and incredible amounts of pressure and stress that we have all been under globally is been exponential, right?
Okay.
And we know that stress occurs from an internal perspective and from an external perspective. Mm-hmm. And that to some degree, it's always going to be there, right? In some capacity. Yeah. But we do have the ability to empower our response to it. And mm-hmm. so working with these essential oils via inhalation is a way to not only shift how we feel in the moment, but mm-hmm. by habitual usage of the essential oils, by inhalation, we can shift the trajectory of our emotional response in the future. Right.
Wow.
So it's a complete game changer in terms of well-being, in terms of our emotional response, and in terms of our overall feeling day to day. So it's mm-hmm. a matter of training ourselves that in those moments where we start to feel triggered and, you know, maybe we just received an email or a phone call that was overwhelming. You know, the other day I was in a meeting and my daughter fell down and skinned her knee, right? So all of these, there's a million of little experiences to large experiences that we have on a day-to-day level that I believe we are all called now to find a greater sense of self-reliability, self-responsibility in terms of our health and well-being and our feelings. And this really, you know, it's so incredible to think that how you feel inside of yourself, right, in mm-hmm. each and every moment, literally changes the way that you engage with the world around you. Right. So think about that. The better that you feel in each and every moment becomes a stepping stone, right?
Okay.
To greater experiences, greater clarity in life, mm-hmm. your ability to interact. Ultimately, it creates a bridge to allow for the highest expression of who we are, of who you are to surface in the world.
Yeah.
That changes everything, right? Every relationship you have, whether it's with your coworkers, like the wonderful Max that I just met, or your family, right? Your community, everyone that you come into contact with, whether it's someone that you know in your inner circle or a stranger, the better that you feel within your being is going to cascade into every relationship that you have around you.
I love that. My gosh, I'm going to have to, like, you know, inhale that all the time. But okay, so we talked about affirmations a while ago, right?
Yeah.
How is affirmation different than prayers and meditative practices? Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot of things happening now, right? What is the difference between that?
So I would, to answer the first part of your question, the difference mm-hmm. with prayer and affirmations is that affirmations have no dogmatic connection mm-hmm. or context, right? Mm-hmm. So they're universal in nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also a good point of discernment is that when we're having an intention and working with mm-hmm. an affirmation, we always want to query, is this coming from my ego or is this coming from my soul?
Right? I like that.
So that's a really important, I believe, context. So intentions and affirmations work quite well within any type of prayer or other sacred mm-hmm. practice. In terms of meditation, I like to call affirmations a bit, it's like a verbal meditation. It is mm-hmm. a meditation of language. Right, because mm-hmm. if we think about some of the benefits of meditation, like harnessing the monkey mind when our mm-hmm. thoughts become either scattered or perhaps mm-hmm. negative in nature.
Wait, what is that monkey mind? Hold on. What is that monkey mind?
The monkey mind is a term that's used, kind of a psychodynamic term to use, that your mind has scattered or runaway thoughts, right? And so like a monkey is very playful in nature and constantly running in many different directions. Our mind can be that way too, without training, without harnessing, right? Mm. Combining our intention, our presence in that fashion. And so similar to meditation, affirmations are a way to focus our mind, to focus our energy, to mm-hmm. align our emotions, to empower them. right? To empower our greater experience and our greater longings for health and wholeness. And I really love what Max was saying before, is that we are all connected. And affirmations are a really empowering affirmation of that, if you will. When we're having a positive affirmation, we're engaging all of our cells, right? We have trillions of cells in our body. And so with an affirmation, we're engaging or unifying our cellular consciousness with a singular intention. Right. And of course, as we know, what happens when we're more focused, we're more easily able to achieve things. And so from this unification process at a cellular level, from affirmations, it reminds us that, you know, we are, when we connect with the natural world, when we connect with our inner soul and our inner presence, we are reminded that everything is unified, right? That we are all connected, that everything is connected. And there's this really interesting, talking about monkeys for a second, have you heard of the the 100th monkey phenomenon? Because this is really interesting.
No, what is that?
So it's an aspect of physics where they did this study that when a species of monkeys, when then when there was a new skill that became learned by the 100th or so monkey within a species, then the entire species knew that skill, that new learned skill. It was integrated into their consciousness, into their DNA, into their day-to-day interactions. And so we are similar in that way, right? And and that's why I kind of love, this comes back to the framework that Gandhi spoke about, that we have to really embody the change that we want to see in the world. And the more that we do that, the more that we elevate our beings and recognize the unification of all aspects of life, the more that we can elevate as a collective consciousness, as humanity. So, you know, when we think of affirmations, it's a very simple yet profound practice to elevate our experience of life, to lift our vibrational perspective, and to garner greater vibrancy, greater clarity, and greater harmony within us.
Like what I see with you. You're full of radiance.
I want to
ask you first. Hold on. Yeah, I know. I want to ask, like, how can our listeners be radiant like you? But before that, I want to ask, have you always been like this? Have you always been, you know, this radiant? Did you go through a lot of, like, trauma as well? Because we all have, somehow we have to go through something, some, you know, before we realize, oh my gosh, I gotta do this, some pain and struggle. Is it okay if you kind of like somehow share with us some testimonies that you've been through?
Absolutely. And I think this is so intrinsic to us in humanity, right? Because we connect with each other through story and through our vulnerability, right? And so in my book that you mentioned before, I've shared a lot about my journey. But I truly believe that the pathway to our greatest gift and what we are here to give, right, for the greater good of all, our legacy, if you will, comes from healing our deepest pain and trauma.
Yes.
And so from my personal journey, that is very much the case. And in fact, I found essential oils through and plant medicine through the experience as a teenager where I would get bronchitis every year from allergies. And so when I was 18, I moved away from home. I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have health insurance, but I heard about herbs. And I went and bought a book and five different herbs, and I made a tea and healed more quickly than I had when I had used the conventional mainstream medicine.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, this is incredible. So I started making teas and tinctures, and then I found essential oils. But for me, that really deepened with the disease process of endometriosis. And so I had that in my late teenage years. And in fact, at 21, my doctor wanted to do a hysterectomy. And yet I knew I was to have two children. And so that brought me deeper into the journey of essential oils, into the journey of vibrational medicine and using these therapeutic models of energy healing to heal myself.
Wow.
And so that became such a, it really brought me deeper and anchored me into this alternative medicine field in a way that I don't think I would have been so passionate about it.
If you didn't go through that. Yeah.
Desperation from my own deep place of brokenness.
Yes.
And so all of these aspects, whether it's me talking about plant and vibrational medicine or some of these psychodynamic skills about positive intention or with esoteric philosophy, which is a big part of my background and how we can work with these more ethereal concepts to align for the life of our dreams, right? So I'll share with you one of my favorite affirmations from this 30-day challenge.
I know. I want to hear this. I want to hear this. Let's start this.
Okay. I am the champion of my life.
Oh.
And I think this is such a profound affirmation for us to invite in that deep place of connection and remembrance and honoring of ourselves. You know, ultimately, deep within us, we all have a vision of the best version of ourselves.
Yes, right? Yes.
We know what that looks like. We can bring that into ourselves and our breath and have an inkling emotionally of what that would feel like. And also we know that to get there from this moment, there are aspects of ourselves to heal, whether it's to let go of the pain of the past or to transmute some belief systems that have been carried down generationally,
yes,
or if it's to change some of our habits and patterns of health and self-care, right? But ultimately, when we say, I am the champion of my life, it's saying like, I know that I have the power within me to heal at the deepest level. I know that I have this one life to live, and it's up to me to create the conditions for that greatest experience of that life to unfold, right? It's a reminder that, you know, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. There isn't someone on a white horse that's going to come and save us from ourselves. Like,
that's
we
so
are our own heroes and heroines. So I think that if there was one aspect or one snippet that your viewers and listeners identified and took away, it would be that you are the champion of your life in every form and facet.
Wow. Wait, how did you start this? Where did this idea come from with the I Am Mira challenge?
Well,
you know, how did you start this?
I have to say, so, you know, I'm as much as I'm a healer, an essential oil formulator, writer, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a creative. And so, I have a number of projects and I'm constantly writing and creating new things. And this just came to me of like, what if there's a way that we can create a simple practice of empowerment that will literally transform the lives of mass numbers of humanity in a way that has a practice of self-love, right? Because that's part of the idea of looking in the mirror, is that you're looking into your eyes when you say the affirmation. The eyes are the windows to our soul. And when we have a practice of looking into our eyes in the mirror and saying things that are positive, that are life-affirming, that are benevolent, to ourselves, we're able to kind of sift through the din of all of the negative experiences that we've had or all of the voices that have come from other people in our lives that have said, you can't do this, you're not good enough, right? We can kind of let all of that go and have the power and strength of our own voice and our own energy and gazing into our eyes in the mirror in that facet. And in addition to that is the I am right? So anytime that we put a phrase or words after I am, we are invoking our divine light, our divine consciousness, our energy, the power of our mind, our vital life force, right? To create conditions for that to unfold. So anytime, and this is such an important reflection, right? So to just take notice of what do you say commonly after the words I am? Because more often than not, it's not like, okay, I'm claiming my greatness in this moment. I'm claiming my sovereignty. I'm claiming my wisdom. Yeah. I am loved. Right. I am safe. I am whole. Oftentimes, it has more of a negative connotation. And so it's a way to bring mindfulness to the patterns of self-talk and self-care that we have to be able to shift those. Right. And so when we get to the end of the 30 days, you know, it's easy to say, okay, well, how have I shifted? Sometimes the nuances are very subtle. Like, wow, I notice in the past, if I had had this experience, or if somebody had spoken to me this way, or if I'd gotten this email or this phone call, I would have reacted in this manner. And I've noticed I haven't. I'm calm. I'm centered. I'm getting so much more accomplished today of the high level items, right?
Yeah.
Not like the distractions, but on the high level things where you get them done and you're like, wow, I was in such a state of flow today. I felt so aligned. I feel clear. I feel so open to receive the love and the care from all of the people in my life that are around me that I am in a place of deep communion with, right? And that's a really big one, because the truth is we can have individuals in our life that are loving and caring, but if we can't take it in and receive it, it doesn't get to nourish us on the deep level that it is intended to.
Can we, there is, Max, you know, Max is in my ear. He's like, can I say that I am in love with my husband? Because a lot of women are saying, oh, my husband irritates me. Ah, I can't stand him. Please, I need my space. You know, because most of our listeners, what does that create? It creates what? Hatred towards
more dysfunction.
So how do we create the I am after that?
Yeah. Our words are magnetizing our reality, right? Because it's our language, and then our emotions model that. So instead, it's finding simple ways of appreciation. Because sometimes, right, isn't it hard if you're really frustrated with someone, your partner, your husband, say, I'm so in love with him, and you're like, that doesn't feel right. That's not aligned. Yeah. That's not authentic. It has to be authentic for it to have energy to magnetize the experience. So if you start simple, like, oh, I really appreciate that he took the trash out today. That was really helpful. Or I really appreciate that... you know, he brought me flowers, or he did something for the family, or he touched me in a way that was really heartfelt.
Yeah. That's so true.
Each appreciation becomes a stepping stone, like we talked about, for a greater experience of joy, elation, and connection. And so, then before we know it, we're like, I'm so in love with my husband.
So that's the one. Say that again. How do we affirm our husband? Say that again. Listen, ladies.
Simple reflections of appreciation and gratitude become the stepping stones to move back into the I am so in love with my husband. Right? The gratitude magnetizes further experiences to be grateful for. It is a sculptor of your intentions.
Now, this is for the women who wants their husband to affirm them. What can they say, you know, to their husband to affirm, you know, them? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need that. I mean, most of the time, actually, we need that.
For the women to feel affirmed by their husband, or vice versa?
How do we start the conversation with the husband?
I think the conversation with the husband starts of, babe, I'm so grateful to you that you did this for for me today. It felt really good to me, and I feel so connected and open to you when you do something as simple as this for me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of how much I love you and why I fell in love with you in the first place.
See, I hope you listen to this lady. It's amazing. this whole affirmation, my gosh, it can change.
It can change so much.
Max is like, can we affirm a healthy sex life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. In fact, if you go into a couple of the reels, all of the affirmations are on our Instagram reels. Yes. A lot of my work is focused on sacred relationship, which will be the topic of my next book. But
ooh, I like that. Like that, Adora. Yeah. Sacred relationship. You have to come back and talk about that.
I will. Absolutely.
I love that. You know why I'm so, I mean, what does it mean? I want to talk about that.
So this is so profound, right? And so to going back to Max's query on a healthy sex life, in part, it's like I invite in the deepest expression and experience of sacred relationship, of divine sacred union, right? Which is that, or tantric practices, or of deep intimacy, right? Because deep intimacy isn't just the sexual piece, it's the opening to receive the other. But first to do that, coming back to your question on sacred relationship, all relationships that we have are modeled first with our relationship with ourselves. And this is why, you know, coming back to the affirmations for a moment, focusing on our inner terrain, our inner emotional well-being and mental clarity and vibrancy is so key, because that is how we engage in relationship then with others. So it's about looking at those places within us where we have held walls, barriers, where we still hold pain or separation or grief, betrayal. We've all experienced these. And ultimately, if we continue to hold on to them, we are not able to experience the embodiment of deep intimacy, of sacred relationship in the way that we're designed to, right? To be able to open our hearts to fully receive and give. And so that's how sacred relationship unfolds. And it's, you know, it's such an incredible journey. One of the stories that I share in my book is on the detox the heart section. And when
I like that. Sorry, I'm writing down everything that you're saying. Detox the heart
detox
section.
The heart.
What does that mean? Can you explain that? Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, think about it, right?
Yeah.
We, regardless if we're in our teens or 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s or even more, we have accumulated all of these experiences.
Yeah.
Many of them formed in our early childhood dynamics, depending on our family constellations. And so then we have experiences with friendship, with love, and all of the places that we have been hurt. Right? All of the places where we've experienced loss and heartache. So those are the places where we close our heart every time, right? We get hurt, we close a little bit more. Until we can detox the heart, which is in essence letting go of all of the pain of the past, we can learn from it, but we don't have to hold on to it. It doesn't have to become this heavy weight that holds us down and holds us back from being in deep connection and communion, deep intimacy with another. And so, you know, I shared this story in the Detox the Heart section. I met my current partner almost 4 years ago. And I had been through two marriages that did not end well, that were great teachers for me. And I realized that as I was looking at this new relationship, I had spent the past blaming the men that I had been in dynamic with, in relationship with, thinking that they just weren't emotionally available. And what I realized in my own healing process is that it was me. Like, I wasn't emotionally available because I had been holding so much of the pain from the earlier days. And so when I found this wonderful man that I'm with now and began to open my heart, it was physically painful. It literally felt like a crowbar was opening my heart and tears just pour from me with seemingly no explainable reason. And what I realized is I was letting go of the past pain so I could open to him. And, and it became an incredible teacher because I had thought my heart had been open in the past. And I realized that that just wasn't the case. And so what an interesting wisdom to garner that how different would our decisions be in the way that we interact with each other, in the way that we're able to receive each other if our hearts are open. And
wow, I love that.
Yeah, an incredible, incredible teacher. And you know, love is that way. Right? Because at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, the love that we've been able to give and receive is, I believe, the greatest measurement of our success in life.
Oh my gosh, I was just teaching my kids about this last night. And that's our challenge for December. And I think I'm going to have my kids here on our show, Max, because I'm actually challenging them to do something. Both my husband and I am challenging them to do something to give love without us telling them what to do to someone else. Not money, but something that you want to do to somebody, you know, from your heart. You know, some sort of like a challenge, and that's what we're doing for this holiday season.
I love that so much. That's
Crazy. Because most of our kids, we tell them what to do. I said, you know what, this time we have this challenge and this is what we want for Christmas. Nothing else. No gifts, no nothing. But I want you to come to us and tell us, what have you done for this past 30 days to somebody and not just for yourself? And I want to remind Adora, can you remind also people that we are talking about this whole I am, you know, being everything. But can you differentiate? This is not or us being egoistic, you know?
Yes.
There's a difference between that, right? Because we don't also want to be me, myself, and I person, you know?
Right.
We talk about the I taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves to be able to give that love that we have in us, that self-care, to others and not just keep it to ourselves, you know? Can you also like explain somehow a little bit of that? Yeah,
I think it's a really great opportunity for discernment. And the query is, does this intention or does this affirmation serve my ego or does it serve my soul? Because if it serves our ego, we're never going to be ultimately fulfilled. We're never going to have that incredible experience of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes from our soul, which is designed to shine its light, it becomes a pathway, right? We illuminate our pathway, not only of healing, but to engage with the world around us and leave it better than when we found it. And that's ultimately, I believe, the goal of our evolution, right?
I love that.
Really contribute to the greater good of all, because one of the things that's so profound about healing is that as we heal parts of ourselves that we have brought into this life to transform, it changes everything around us. It brings healing to our core family, our core loved ones, right? And the more that we're able to heal that sphere of individuals around us, the more that sphere is able to spread light and healing in the world. And ultimately, through the web of life, the consciousness of humanity, being able to remember what is our truth? Our truth is that we are divine beings. We are sovereign beings.
Mm-hmm.
We are all connected, right? But it starts with the individual. And that's why the affirmations, the simple process, if you will, of engaging your I am, which is your divine connection within, and that sense of empowerment of divinity within you, and then creating these aspects that bring healing to your being, that bring belief to your consciousness, right, to your emotions, that bring illumination and clarity to your decisions, that bring a greater sense of connection and cohesion because you're calling it to yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe you have 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left. Oh my God, Adora, I've learned so, I literally have like my notes here. I'm learning from you so much. Oh my gosh. I hope you ladies have your pens and, you know, papers and have been, you know, writing this down. And you can always like watch it on LA Talk Radio and the Polished Woman. Can you please just give us the three important affirmations? You already gave us one. Is there any before we end our show? And like any advice that you can give our listeners and our viewers for today?
Okay,
take home after that. And then where can they find you? Where can they find your essential oils and everything?
Yes. So you can find everything at AdoraWinquist.com. Okay. That's the products. I lead free weekly meditations. I have private sessions and all of the traveling for the events that are happening here, there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm. Of course, free meditations on YouTube. Follow us on Insta for alchemy and inspiration. And of course, the I Am affirmation reels.
Yes.
I would say there is an affirmation that I love working with every morning.
Okay.
Because when we wake up, we are in this deeply receptive state at a subconscious level. And so it's quite simple. I invite the universe to surprisingly delight me in all ways of love and abundance for the day.
Ah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay, that's one.
The other one, and I don't know if I mentioned this fully, but I give myself permission to be healthy and whole in body, in mind, in my emotions, and my spirit. I give myself permission to be my biggest and brightest self.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. I'm gonna repeat this and then write down everything.
Yes, we have these wonderful affirmation cards.
You sell these also?
We gift them with all of our orders. Eventually we'll sell them. We're not selling them right now, but they come with anytime you place an order. I pick out usually a couple to put in.
Oh my gosh.
A wonderful reminder that you can just pop onto the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We'll put it in the mirror. Thank you so much, Adora. Thank you so much. And I'm going to try your essential oil and I will... You know, and just, what is that, Max? Max is like, she has to come back. She has to come back. And we have to talk.
I would be delighted.
We have to talk about that sacred relationship. No, that's very, you know, Adora, we have to talk about this because a lot of marriages have been affected by, you know, every day by the pandemic, most especially.
Absolutely.
And COVID, you know, I think we should really talk about this. I think I love that.
I would love
to. Like,
I would
schedule
love
another
to.
One, Adora. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And oh, for our tip for today, I want you all to remember how special you are and how deserving you are of living the life that you want. So ladies, don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Adora, thank you so much. I love you. Please don't forget Adora Winquist. www.adorawinquist.com, right? And she, if you want to know more about her, she's on my Instagram, The Polished Woman, and at Adora Winquist on Instagram. Thank you so much, Adora. Have a good Monday, all of you guys, and see you next Monday. Bye.
Blessing.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Boonavach, only on LA Talk Radio.